travel restrictions are now in force for all people flying into New Zealand. All people travelling into the country except from the Pacific Islands must now go into isolation for 14 days to curb the spread of coronavirus. RNZ reporter Max Toll arrived at Auckland Airport aboard an Air New Zealand direct flight from Vancouver at 5 a.m. this morning, and he joins us now from Auckland Airport. Welcome home.
Thanks, Philippa. How's it going?
Good, thank you. So what happened when you arrived? Did people race up and take your temperature? What was going on?
No. Actually, to be honest, I was very surprised by how sort of straightforward the process was. So as soon as we hopped off the flight, we got into this, I guess, 30-minute queue to see Ministry of Health officials. We were handed a one-page, fact sheet about self-isolation and what it entails. And then we were also handed a card to fill out, which contained much of the same detail you'd get on a regular passenger arrival card. And then we got to this little table where three Ministry of Health officials were seated, and we handed in our card, and not a word was said. We went on our way. It was actually pretty straightforward. I was surprised that there wasn't much in the way of, I'd like to have known how self-isolation is going to be police are enforced, for example. I was expecting Ministry of Health officials to talk to us directly based on what the Prime Minister had said. But we handed in our cards and went on our way.
So nobody telling you that they're going to ring in, check that you're actually in isolation, nothing like that at all?
No, nothing like that, no. Which is a little concerning. I was sitting in Vancouver Airport about to board the flight, and I got into conversation with a Canadian man who was going ahead with his holiday to New Zealand to meet up with a woman he'd met online. And based on what he was saying, it didn't sound like he was going to take self-isolation very seriously.
So was there anything on the bit of paper that said, look, you know, you've given us your number, we're going to be calling you, even if people didn't talk to you about it? No sign of it at all?
Nothing like that. We were just handed a fact sheet, which is just the basics of self-isolation. You know, don't go to any gatherings, don't get into any situations where you're, you know, in close contact for someone in a certain period of time. That was it. On the arrival card that we were given, we had to fill out our flight number, our seats, what countries we'd visited.
So normal sort of stuff, really. Nothing sounding very different.
No, exactly. The only differences were this extra queue before you reach customs. The e-passport gates weren't operating, so we had to see a customs official face-to-face, but I just showed him my passport and I went straight through.
And you're well?
I'm feeling pretty well. I don't want to tempt fate, but I'm not showing any symptoms yet. It's actually been quite an anxious thing to return home and worry that you're going to infect friends and flatmates and all sorts. But no, so far I'm feeling fine.
So you live in Wellington. What do you do now? Are you allowed to fly?
Well, yeah, I mean, basically, I'm going to get on a flight at 8 a.m. to Wellington. Hopefully, it goes ahead. I'm just looking at the departures board. Two Jetstar flights to Wellington have already been cancelled this morning. I'm going to get on a flight to Wellington, business as usual. Then I'm probably going to get on a bus because that's the only way I can get home. It's the easiest way for me to get home. And the fact sheet, actually, I was given said that was fine. Take the usual transport you would take to get home. And then once you're home, then you can begin this self-isolation process.
And you talked about your flatmates. What do you do about your flatmates when you're self-isolating? How do you manage this?
Look, I'll be washing my hands. I might invest in a pair of gloves, and I'll be, you know, careful not to, touch as many surfaces as possible with my bare skin. But other than that, look, they're just going to have to lump it, I think.
Well, it'll be nice to see you back in Wellington when you get here in a couple of weeks' time, maybe.
Yeah, of course.
Thank you very much for that. That's Max Toll, an RNZ reporter who has just flown into New Zealand from Canada.